Tony, you mentioned sort of Blackpool and Blackburn away, three games in, you know, a very short space of time coming up.
6 days, yep.
How much emphasis will that sort of place on the squad? How much pressure will it put on the squad?
Well, when I sat in the dressing room before the kick-off, really, with 25 players in the dressing room today, and I said, basically tell them they're all going to be required. So the ones when I put the team actually up, that with the substitutes that weren't on it, don't get too disappointed, because there's a lot of football, a lot of games. You're all important to us, and we will be utilising everybody. So I think that's, you know, that's my job, is to create an environment where they all believe they've got a part to play, and I'm sure they will have, and we have to keep going. The squad will get utilised. As I say, we've got three games in 6 days, with the Friday game this week coming as well, on back of the Tuesday game, and then we've got, we are three games away from home now at Preston, Blackburn and Blackpool. It's what our league is, and yet that's why sometimes you get strange results, because you just get judged on the result that's there right in front of you, rather than potentially the fact you've done a lot of travelling, or you've had a lot of players away, or you've got certain players coming back from injury. That's why I truly believe the biggest squads, the teams with the most money, the teams that can put together a big squad, are the ones after 46 games that are at the top end of the table. The relegated teams, as of last year, all three relegated teams in the Premier League were in the top six, probably because they had a bigger squad of deeper quality, and when the injuries come, the suspensions come, the games come every 3 days, they can go to good players to replace good players, and sometimes the lesser sized clubs with lesser budgets, lesser sized squads, they have off days, they have drained days where the players just can't do it. They've travelled on a coach for 4 hours to get to a game on the back of playing 3 days earlier, and yet they get beat 2-0 and nobody's interested, other than they didn't play very well today. So I think that's what this league is. It's a hard slog. You need lots of good players to get the job done over the 46 games.
Is it fair to say sort of Blackpool and Blackburn are probably two of the sort of tougher sides that you'll face this season?
Blackpool relegated last season before last, Blackburn relegated last year. They've got Premier League squads, I would suggest, size-wise and quality-wise, and that's why they'll be there or thereabouts come the end of the season. It's they're tough games for us, but good games, good barometers for us to go and test ourselves, see where we are.
And just in terms of players making a return today, Lukas Djukovic, yep, pleased to have him back, and yep, how big an impact will
I think that's, that's what I was trying to say, that we had a lot of players. If you talk of Djukovic, hasn't played a game this season. He got it, remember him, stood right next to him when he got injured, six weeks ago, whatever it was, hasn't played a game yet for us. Thompson hasn't played for 4 or 5 weeks. Miller hasn't trained for the last 2 weeks. Carriol hasn't trained for 2 weeks. Bikie's played his first game in a long time. We've got half a team out there that hasn't played any football. And it was a big, big gamble, really, to play those players. And yet, if you don't put them on the pitch, they never get that match fitness, and they're good footballers. So, whilst we were a bit leggy at times today, I think they'll benefit from the game time.
Will Djukovic have a big role this season?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think that's why he was bought. He brings, as you could see by his first impact on the pitch, he's headed a ball from 20 yards that nearly dropped in the top corner. We don't really have players who want to head the ball in the net when we get it wide and get it in, and Lukas can do that. Brings the physicality. Obviously Ishmael brings physicality as well, and we need to be able to play forward a little bit more at times into our strikers. So Lukas is a good foil for our team, and he'll have a big part to play.
Thank you.
All right.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.